Joseph Smith, Prophet of the Restoration. The world in general would not have noted the birth of a baby boy to a struggling farm family in rural Vermont on December 23, 1805. The event was little noticed on earth, but not so in the heavens. This birth had been long ago prophesied, even down to the name of the baby Joseph. See 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 15. This obscure boy was only 14 when the heavens opened to him in a vision of God the Father and his Son, and young Joseph later learned that his name should be had for good and evil among all nations. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 33. Today his name lives for good in the hearts of millions. His story is told in a new movie, Joseph Smith, the Prophet of the Restoration. This article shows scenes taken from that film, which is now being shown in many church visitor centers around the world. The following pictures accompany this article. Young Joseph being comforted by his father before painful surgery. Carried on the back of his older brother Alvin. Receiving direction during the appearance of Moroni in his room. Another picture of Joseph studying the Bible. The film shows the prophet Joseph's contemplative spiritual side, as well as key events in his life. Courting his wife Emma, rejoicing with Emma after the birth of their child, rebuking prison guards for their foul talk, retrieving the golden plates from the hill Cumorah, and suffering in Liberty Jail. Behind-the-scenes work for the production included extensive support from the film crew, makeup artists and hairdressers, and spreading snow for a winter scene in Nauvoo, and a creation of a cramped jail cell on a studio stage. Producing Joseph Smith, the Prophet of the Restoration. How do you tell in 68 minutes the story of someone whose accomplishments were larger than life? In this case, with long-range planning, intense preparation, prayer, and the kind of help that film production companies ordinarily do not get, those involved in filming Joseph Smith, the Prophet of the Restoration, can attest that there was help with the project beyond what they could have accomplished on their own. Help, for example, with casting lead actors, and with 2 perfect days for scheduled filming in the middle of a run of bad weather. The result is a film that depicts the prophet Joseph Smith as a man with human qualities, but with extraordinary ability to respond to divine direction and to lead others according to that direction. Production of the film required careful coordination and planning. For example, filming took place over several months in Nauvoo, upstate New York, the historic Upper Canada village near Ottawa, Lincoln's New Salem village near Springfield, Illinois, the Mississippi River, Manchester, England, and the church's motion picture studio near Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. The film has a principal cast of about 40 individuals. A crew of more than 100 took part in the production, and some scenes included up to 300 local actors as extras. In addition, many locals were hired to help with makeup, hairdressing, and so on for on-location shooting. Wardrobes were extensively researched to create costumes authentic to the early 1800s. The film was produced under the direction of the First Presidency and through the church's audiovisual department. It premiered on December 17, 2005, 1 week before the 200th anniversary of Joseph Smith's birth, in the Legacy Theater of the Joseph Smith Memorial Building on Temple Square. End of the article. Joseph Smith, Prophet of the Restoration.